Hello, Christine. How are you?
Oh, hi. Oh, thank you. I'm fine. I'm really well, and I've been touring around again for these past weeks, and but I'm at home just now for the weekend, so I'm really happy the sun's shining.
Yeah, so we met at the Philharmonie in Berlin, where you delighted us with a classical concert, and you told a little story about your cello. Can you tell our listeners what is so special about your cello?
Well, I actually play an old Italian cello. It's the Giovanni Battista Ruggieri cello of 1671. So it's like 340 years old. And this cello has, well, generously been entrusted by the German Musikleben Foundation. That's a German donation, provides gifted young string musicians like high quality, rare violins, cellos, violas, whatever. And well, I was in love with this great instrument straight away, and it's like a marriage. Either it will work out or it won't. And with this Ruggieri cello, it did work out, and it's got a beautiful sound. It's you asked me what is so special about this instrument. Well, I must just say it's got this warm and sonorous sound. It's continuously singing, and this singing element never disappears, and that really is the dream of every cellist.
Why did you actually choose to play the cello? Because it's a really large instrument. Isn't it hard to carry it around to concerts and stuff like that?
Yeah, sure it is. And you know what? I think I wouldn't have chosen the instrument if I'd known this before. But I was 5 years old, and I must say, actually, it wasn't really me choosing the instrument. My mother is a pianist, and my sister is 2 or 3 years older than I am. And I started playing the violin, and I was 5 years old then. And I told Mum, yes, I'd also like to start playing the violin because I hadn't known any other instrument by then. And my mum said, well, no, actually, I don't want to be going through all the same technical stuff over and over again. It won't be the violin, And I always visited the lessons of my sister when she had violin lessons. And the violin teacher, actually, of my sister's, she said, well, why not, just try the cello? I mean, Christina looked like it, she could play it. And so we sort of went along and went to violin maker, and yeah, they gave me a small cello, sort of sat on a pot, more or less. It was so small, I was only 5 years old. And I just sat there and got this instrument and started playing, and well, I didn't stop, as you see.
So you fell immediately in love with a cello.
Well, I can't say I fell in love immediately because it was sort of a natural thing. Music was, it literally was, in the air, always has been when I grew up because my mother plays the piano, my father loves listening to music, and my sister started playing the violin. So it was a natural thing for me, and practicing daily on a daily basis, it was a hard job, I rarely know a child who really loves practicing, to be honest, but it was a hard job, but it was natural. So I also did it, and I studied, and well, now I give concerts.
Yeah, and we saw you playing in the Philharmonie, I told that already. And we saw you playing with a pianist. Do you play
Yes.
often with a pianist, or do you play solo sometimes, or how does that go?
I'm a soloist. So mainly I'm giving concerts as a soloist. That means I give many concerts with my pianist, recital concerts. I also love giving concerts with orchestras, with me as a soloist, and sometimes also do chamber music concerts. Just depends on which projects you're just planning. But just now I've the focus on my recital concerts with my pianist, with whom I'm actually already playing some 5 or 6 years now. So it's really quite an intensive work with him, actually.
Oh, okay. And where are you playing at the moment?
I'm playing all around the world, really, but mainly in Europe and in Asia.
So why is it that we never saw you in Belgium?
I've been in France, I've been in Italy, I've been in Germany, in Luxembourg. But I've only visited Belgium for a short, you know, trip, but I haven't actually given a concert in Belgium up to now.
So when is that gonna happen?
Well, you're gonna invite me, I'm sure.
Okay, I'll make some calls and maybe Will can get you here on a plane or something.
I'd love to.
If people want to know more about you, they want to listen to your music, where do they have to go?
If you want to learn more about me, you can visit my homepage. That's www.christine-rau, that's Rau with an H, .com. And you can also write me a mail if you like. I really look forward to it.
All right. We'll put the link on our Facebook page so everybody can visit your webpage. Christine, I'd like to thank you for this lovely interview, and I hope we can see you perform in Belgium really soon.
I'd love to come along, and thank you very, very much for this lovely interview, and it was lovely meeting to you, and I'll say hi to Belgium.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.